Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
My name is John, and I have on the line for the Depo Provera case. Her name is Latoya Phillips. This is a new claim.
Okay, great. You can go ahead and transfer over.
And your name? I didn't catch
My
that.
name is Adrian.
Okay. So
Adrian, thank
Latoya,
you.
I have Adrian on the line for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Hello, Ms. Phillips.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Phillips. My name is Adrian on a recorded line. Again, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. So, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, Ms. Phillips?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
No,
And who is filing this claim? Yourself, correct?
I haven't.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
The diagnosis was August 2017. August 15th, 2017.
August 15, 2017. So I have 8/15/2017, is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
2/28/87. February 28, 1987.
Of 2/28/1987.
Yes,
And
sir.
do you know anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo Provera by any chance?
No.
No, no worries. And did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
And I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a couple questions, yes or no questions here. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, I use only Depo-Provera.
Provera. And you said yes, correct?
Yes, I use Depo-Provera.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And what was your usage start date? When did you start?
I started June 2012. Yeah, June 2012.
And you wouldn't remember the date you started, right?
No, I shouldn't remember. It was the summertime.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and put for the usage start date, we're putting to your best of your knowledge, we're putting 6/1/2012. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
And your usage stop date, when did you stop?
August 2017.
You said August 2007.
2017. Yeah, and that was like sometime in the beginning of August. I know it was the beginning of the month.
Beginning of the month. So, is there a day, a number you would like me to go ahead and put here?
I don't have an exact number.
Okay. So, to your best knowledge, would you like me to go ahead and put 8/1/2017 for your stop date?
That's fine.
Okay. So, for usage start date, we're putting 6/1/2012, and when you stopped, we're putting 8/1/2017, correct?
Yes.
And your main injury or medical problem is that you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
Right.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Phillips?
I'm a female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And can you go ahead and repeat your first and last name for me, please?
Latoya Phillips.
Toya Phillips. And is that LATOYA and Phillips PHILLIPS?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have a suffix by any chance?
Oh, what? No, I don't.
Suffix. And what is your social security number?
462-81-1870.
I have 462-81-1870. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And your primary contact email, would it be Philip S. Latoya,
Philip
2019?
Latoya.
Oh,
Yes.
yes, correct. Sorry. That is Phillips Latoya 2019 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
So last name, first name, 2019 at gmail.com. And your primary phone number, would it be 82 or sorry, 832-203-3427?
Yes, sir.
And a primary phone number, would it, or sorry, is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
And for the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon and evening, so it really don't matter whenever
Okay.
it's.
I'm gonna go ahead and put afternoon here for you. And then a primary contact full address.
The 2111 Holly Hall Street,
You said
apartment
Holly.
80. Yeah, Holly Hall Street, apartment 803, Houston, Texas, 77054.
Perfect. And then just to confirm, I have 2111 Holly Hall Street, Houston in Harris County, Texas. Zip code is 77054. And can you go ahead and repeat that apartment number for me, please?
Apartment 803.
803.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
His name is Fritz. Kevin Briggs.
Sorry, can you go ahead and spell that the first and last name for me, please?
I think the first name is spelled Gabeen or Gavin, but the last name is Brits, Britzi.
BRIT
V.
V.
V as in zebra, Brits.
V as in Victor, is that what you said?
No, B as in boy.
Oh, B as in boy.
Brits.
So B as in boy. So last name is Brit. So BRIT. And what's after T? Sorry, I didn't get that.
Z.
Z.
Z as in zebra.
Z as in zero. Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. I have Dr. Gavin Britz. And then, what is the diagnosing facility name where you were diagnosed?
It was Houston Methodist Hospital.
Was called Houston Medical Hospital. Is that what you said?
Houston Methodist. Methodist.
Oh, Methodist. Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. And would the address happen to be 6565 Fannin Street, Houston, Texas?
I believe so. The other person hadn't confirmed it yet. John confirmed. Because I remember being on Fannin. I just didn't know the physical.
Okay, but it's the Houston Methodist Hospital, correct, in Houston, Texas?
Yes.
Okay, I found the address here, so I'm gonna go ahead and copy and paste it. Houston Methodist Hospital. And then, do you happen to have the phone number by any chance? If not, I can go ahead and find it here.
No, yeah, I don't have a phone number.
No worries. I found it here. And then, who is your treating doctor's name? Is it the same doctor or is it a different
Yes.
doctor?
No, it was the same doctor.
Same one. Okay, perfect. And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And then, what about your prescribing doctor's name? Is it who's prescribing you the pharmaceuticals? Is it the same or is it a different one?
Macau, Makhoul.
Makhoul.
Yes.
Dr. McCall. And do you happen to know his or her first name?
It's called Claudia, I believe. I believe it's Claudia.
Claudia, and would that be Claudia?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so Dr. Claudia McCall. And where is that facility, the prescribing facility name?
I don't know the physical address, but I remember it was CLS Health Comprehensive Care Clinic.
You said CLS?
Yes, CLS Health Comprehensive Care Clinic. I just remember going to the 10th floor. I don't know the exact address.
Okay, no worries. Would it be in Webster, Texas?
No, it's in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. I believe I found it here. Would it be CLS Health Comprehensive Care Clinic in Houston Galleria? I have he here 4615 Southwest Freeway Service Road, 10th floor, Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I believe that's it because it was the 10th floor.
Okay, great.
I do remember going to the 10th floor.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that confirmation.
Well,
Because it does say 10th floor on here as well, so.
yes.
Mommy, Washington.
Pleasure to learn Washington.
And then, what was that pharmacy name?
It was CVS.
CVS.
Yes, it's
And do you
always
know
a CVS.
CVS? And do you know the address of the pharmacy?
I just know it was I believe it was Old Spanish Trail or T.
Sorry, it was in where?
It was on, I know that I remember road Old Spanish Trail, the CVS on Old Spanish Trail in Houston, Texas. I don't remember the address.
Okay, no worries. I'm gonna try to find it here. I have CVS Old Spanish Trail, Houston. Would it be 3811 Old Spanish Trail, Houston, Texas? 77021?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, do you have any other doctor's name you would like me to go ahead and put here?
Oh,
No, and would you like me to go ahead and put any medical notes here?
no.
No,
No.
no worries. So I have your treating doctor and your diagnosing doctor as the same for as Dr. Gavin Britz, over at Houston Methodist Hospital, 6565 Fannin Street, Houston, Texas. Then your prescribing doctor is Dr. Claudia McCall over in CLS Health Comprehensive Care Clinic, Houston Galleria, over in Southwest Freeway Service Road Street, and the pharmacy you get your pharmaceuticals would be CVS over in Old Spanish Trail. Is that all
Yes.
correct? Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have a copy of the medical records for
Yes.
yourself? Perfect.
Yes.
And can you go ahead and provide these mail electronically or both?
I would have to get, I think I would have to get, I contact the hospital and get it.
Yeah, no worries. And I believe once you do give me the social, the attorneys can help you provide or can help you get that information as well. Or they do it for you. So you could go ahead and ask them as well.
Okay.
Perfect. And but once you do, could you provide them mail, electronically, or both?
I don't know how the lawyer do it. You said the lawyer contact me? Stop.
Yeah,
Put it back on now.
I believe the lawyer can go ahead and do it for you, but
Yeah.
For whatever reason, if they do ask for you to get it, could you provide it, electronically, or through mail, physical mail, or both?
Probably through mail. Probably through mail.
Mail, okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So is there anyone you'd like me to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
No.
No?
No.
No, okay, no worries.
Like this, right here. You write his name like this. Come on, right there, right there.
And then I'm going to go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here correct with you before I send this over to you via email and text message. And then just a second here.
What is this? What is this?
It's like a you.
That's your you?
That's not how you do a you, baby.
That's a bacon mix staple stuff.
Do this you and put it right there.
So, Miss Phillips, I'm going to go ahead and just pull this here and just confirm that I have everything here correct with you before I send it over to you. And then once I do send you this DocuSign, it will be just really quick. It will be about a minute of your time, and I'll be sure to help you if you need any assistance. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But first, let me go ahead and just confirm everything.
With this right now. Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, so I have Latoya Phillips, LATOYA Phillips, PHILLIPS. And then I have street address 2111 Holly Hall Street, Houston, Texas, 770-54-832-203. That is the address. And then your phone number is 832-203-3427. Is that all correct?
Yes.
And then email address, I have Phillips Latoya, last name, first name, 2019@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then date of birth is 2/28/1987. Social security is 462-811870. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. Let me go ahead and just double check. Perfect. So I just did go ahead and send that over to you via text message and email. So let me know when you receive it, and then go ahead and put me on speaker so I can walk you through it step by step. But it should only take about a minute or so, depending on how fast.
Okay, I got the email and the text message. Which one I go to?
Okay, so you can go to an either or, whatever's faster. Probably text message is faster. But go ahead and click that link that's in that text or email, and then it'll redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. Now, once it redirects you, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, and you may also have to click a yes.
It's asking me, do I agree to receive features? Text messages from DocuSign.
Yeah, so did you click the link that's in the text message?
Yes, and it brought me to this. It asked me, do I want to get text messages from this?
I see. So you may have to click a yes button to allow consent, or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature.
I'll press continue.
Yeah, so click that yellow continue button, and then go ahead and click those yes buttons to allow consent. You may have to check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. Once you do that, hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Once you get to
What about the initials?
Yes, once you get to the initial fields, it will have you draw your initials, then tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. And then once you do that, you go back to the top right of the screen, and the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, go ahead and click it, and it'll prompt you, it'll direct you to whatever boxes you missed for your signature or initials. But once it does say finish, go ahead and click the finish button, and you should be all set after that.
Okay, say I'm done signing.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end of things to see if I got it. And it does say that you have completed it. So thank you for that, Ms. Phillips. I'm going to go ahead now. Now that you have done that, it has been submitted to the law firm that you have been assigned to. I'm going to go ahead and give you their direct line, but they should be giving you a call within the next 48 hours. For whatever reason, if they do not call you within the next 48 hours, go ahead and give this number a call. This is their direct line here. So let me know when you're ready.
Could you text it to me?
Yes. I could go ahead and text it to you now, right after this phone call, if you'd like. Would you like me to go ahead and text it to this number here, ending in 3427?
Yes.
Perfect. And again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. If you do not...
And you said that's the lawyers that I'm
receiving? Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct. And the lawyers that you are assigned to is called A4D. So that's the law firm and the direct line. I will be sending to you in a text message right now. And then I do want to thank you again, Ms. Phillips, for your time. And just again, please be on the lookout for my text and their calls. So again, I'll be sending you a text message in the next minute with all my contact information. And I do appreciate your time with me completing the intake form with me. And if you have any questions, concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me as well. But for updates, you could, updates on your case, you could always contact them. But you could always feel free and contact me. But other than that, I do appreciate your time, and I really hope you have a great rest of your night, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.